grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew chapter 20, verses 10 to 12, as translated in the New English Bible. When it was the turn of the men who had come first, they expected something extra, but were paid the same amount as the others. As they took it, they grumbled at their employer. "These latecomers have done only 1 hour's work, yet you have put them on the same level with us, who have sweated the whole day long in the blazing sun." When I was a little boy, I was always mystified by the names of these three Sundays before Lent begin, Septuagesima, Sexagesima, Quinquagesima, until I learned that what they mean is that it's almost 70 or 60 or 50 days until Easter. And so on this first of the pre-Lenten Sundays, we begin our annual journey to the Feast of Feasts, the Day of Days, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel read on this Sunday has been read today since ancient times, probably from around the 5th century. And yet, whenever we hear this Gospel for Septuagesima Sunday, we usually find that our sense of fairness is offended, our sense of fairness. As we just heard in the text, the workers who'd been hired first thing in the morning complained that they'd been treated unfairly because at the end of the day, they received no more wages than the workers who'd been hired just 1 short hour before the workday ended. They grumble at their employer. "These latecomers have done only an hour's work, and you've made them the same as us, who've sweated the whole day long in the blazing heat." You can hear their bitter resentment, their sense of grievance. Unfair, unfair. Same wages for 1 hour's work as for a whole day's work. That just doesn't make any sense, and any business managed in this way would sooner rather than later find itself out of business. So what on earth is our Lord saying in this story he tells? What on earth is the point of it all? Well, the first thing to keep firmly in mind is that this story isn't a lesson in labor relations. It is a parable. And what is a parable? A parable is one of those often surprising, sometimes puzzling stories Jesus tells to point to the mystery of who he is and what God the Father is doing through him. It's all about Jesus, who doesn't begin this story by saying, Now this is how the world should be run and business done. No, he begins the story by saying, the kingdom of heaven is like this story I'm now going to tell you. And what is the kingdom of heaven of which Jesus speaks? The kingdom of heaven is not so much a place as it is an activity. What God is doing through Jesus, bringing us poor sinners back to himself, and placing us safely and surely under the gentle rule of his mercy. The gentle rule of his mercy. Of course, our sense of fairness is offended when we hear how men who'd worked only an hour received the same pay as those who'd sweated the whole day long in the blazing sun. But that's just the point. Our place in God's kingdom as his dear children isn't a matter of fairness, of what we somehow deserve or can rightly claim as our own. Our place in God's kingdom is a pure gift of his sheer goodness, just as the wages paid to the men who'd worked only an hour wasn't a matter of fairness, of anything they deserved, of something they'd somehow earned, not fairness, but the sheer goodness of the God who delights in giving and forgiving. If we want to talk about fairness, of what we in fact deserve from our Maker, what we in fact deserve is judgment. And so when in the Catechism, in the Christian questions with their answers, the question is posed, what have you deserved of God by your sins? The answer is this: his wrath and displeasure, temporal death, and eternal damnation. That's what fairness requires. It requires God's judgment. And the fact that this truth seems so strange to people today, so difficult, is not a sign of progress and enlightenment, but of spiritual blindness, of blindness to the ugly reality of sin as an offense against the sheer goodness of our Maker. It was Nicholas Berdyaev who once said that one of the characteristics of Christianity is to change a sense of grievance into a sense of sin. One of the characteristics of Christianity is to change a sense of grievance into a sense of sin. Because we deserve God's judgment, all we are, all we have, is a gift of sheer goodness from God, who has no pleasure in the death of sinners, but came down to the manger, cross, and tomb that we might be freely and fully forgiven, raised up to the joy of living under his mercy, now and forever. And so this surprising, in a way even troubling story our Lord and Savior tells is not some kind of lesson in wages and labor relations. It is the good news that our place in God's kingdom here and hereafter is no reward for effort on our part, but the sheer gift of his unmerited and, yes, costly love. Or to put it another way, God saves us, God makes us his by grace alone, not because of anything he has seen in us, but because of who he in fact is, the gracious Lord who hates nothing that he has made and takes delight in forgiving the sins of all those who are penitent. Here there can be no talk of fairness, of accomplishment, of reward, but of grace alone. That grace which is the undeserved, tender mercy of the Lord whose goodness we taste again this day in the gift of that holy body born of Mary and the precious blood shed on the cross outside the city gates of Jerusalem. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all.